I'm Phil Neve for WRCO Sports. Arena kept its night league playoff hopes alive with a makeup game victory over Cazenovia in Caz Memorial Park last night, 13-7. Sauk Prairie got the win against Mazamani, 5-4. Dodgeville, 4-3 over Wisconsin Dells. And Reedsburg beat Plain, final score of 10-1. Quail Run, Tuesday Men's Golf League action last night. Josh Coy, a winner, 32 was his score, with five birdies, holes 1, 5, 6, 8, and 9. Aaron Halverson had a 37, including a birdie on hole 1. Brandon Miller and Rich Barrancott each had 38s. Rich birdied hole 2. 39s for Neil Mahoney, Pat Keegan, Brent Montre, and J.J. Klatt. A 39 for Mahoney, as mentioned, with a birdie on hole 1. Two birdies on holes 4 and 7 for Pat Keegan. Brent Montre birdied hole 6, and J.J. Klatt birdied hole 2. Other golfers with holes played under par: Jake Colloy with an eagle on hole 1. Ken Nick Sr. birdied hole 1. Andrew Nitka birdied hole 3. Rod Reitz with a birdie on hole 3. Steve Gary with a birdie on hole 8. And Merle Jones birdied hole 9. Flag prize winners: Jake Colloy with the closest third shot on hole 1, Andrew Nitka with the closest to the pin on hole 3, Brent Montre with the longest drive in the fairway on hole 5, Wally Wachter with the closest to the pin on hole 7, and Tim Callen, longest putt on hole number 9 during week 14 of 20 for Quail Run's Men's Golf League. In the final week of the Church League softball regular season, Church of the Nazarene completed a perfect 12-0 season, downing Free Methodist 18-6. Corey Harris was 5-for-5 on the night. Scott Dilley and Zach Harris were both 4-for-5, and Jared McCullum went 3-for-5. Free Methodist was led by Mike Monty, who went 4-for-4. Liz Niemeyer and Dennis Hassel each added 3 hits. The Mission finished in second place, defeating Richland Baptist Temple 2-21-9. Andrew Thompson scored 4 times. Sean Logue had a double and a triple. McKenna Anderson added 3 hits. Richland Baptist Temple 1 clinched third place, getting by Boscobel Assembly of God. And St. Mary's held on to fourth place with a win over Bethel Lutheran 15-8. Dan Makovic scored 3 runs, and Ryan Cairns had multiple hits. The Church League tournament begins next Tuesday night, August 6th, on the East Diamond. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will take on St. Mary's at 6:45. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire at 8 on the East Diamond. Baptist Temple 1 plays Free Methodist. St. Mary's will umpire. And at 9:15, the loser of the 6:45 West game plays the loser of the 6:45 East game. The winner of the 8 o'clock East game will umpire. On the West Diamond at 6:45 next Tuesday, Church of the Nazarene plays Bethel Lutheran. The Mission will umpire. At 8 p.m., Boscobel Assembly of God plays the Mission. Bethel Lutheran will umpire. At 9:15, the loser of the 8 o'clock West game plays the loser of the 8 o'clock East game. The winner of the 8 p.m. West game will umpire. For complete information, you can view rcchurchleague.com. Atlanta batters exploded for 4 runs in the third inning, and the Brewers never were able to catch up in Tuesday's 5-1 loss at home. That evens the series at a game apiece. Milwaukee's only run came on a Gary Sanchez single in the bottom of the 7th. The Braves pounded starter and loser Joe Ross and 2 relievers for 14 hits, including a home run by Wisconsin native Jared Kelnick. In the game, Joe Ross, with his first game back in a couple of months on the mound, he talked about that performance.
I mean, I felt good physically, so that's great. Just kind of that one inning, missing some balls over the middle of the plate. But I was throwing a lot of strikes, and honestly, just glad that he let me go out there and try to get to the 5th. So I kind of checked it off as a win, but obviously I wouldn't say I'm happy about kind of how I threw overall.
Freddy Peralta scheduled to start this afternoon's rubber game of the series. Pregame time 12:35 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. They were able to pick up Frankie Montes in a trade before the trade deadline and make a couple of other deals. General Manager Matt Arnold talked about the Brewers.
First of all, I think we certainly believe in the group we have, I think first and foremost. And then also the ability to add multiple starters, starting with Sabali here in Frankie, and then also a reliever that we like a lot in Mears. I feel like, yeah, I think we accomplished what we had hoped to this deadline.
Elsewhere in baseball last night, Cincinnati beat the Cubs 6-3. Arizona over Washington 17-0. San Diego 6 and the Dodgers 5. In the American League, Cleveland 5, Detroit 0. Baltimore 6-2 over Toronto. Seattle 10, Boston 6. Kansas City 4-3 over the White Sox. In interleague play, the Mets 2-0 over Minnesota. Tampa Bay 9, Miami 3. St. Louis 8, Texas 1. The Yankees 7-6 over Philadelphia. Pittsburgh 6, Houston 2. LA Angels beat Colorado 10-7. And Oakland was a 5-2 winner over San Francisco. Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell is talking discipline to the team as training camp is underway in Platteville. The first practice lasted 2 hours and 15 minutes Tuesday. Wisconsin had too many penalties last season, and the coach says that shows his players weren't disciplined enough. Fickell was encouraged by the number of fumbles by the Badger defenders that they were causing. Of course, that also brings concern about ball protection for the offense. Fickell talked about the camp so far.
The one thing that jumps out at you defensively, that they knocked a few balls on the ground. And I think that is a great sign defensively, since we only caused 4 fumbles last year. And I think we may have legitimately caused, 4 or 5 fumbles in practice today. It is a little bit alarming offensively, since we had 12 fumbles last year. That is an area that we've got to do a lot better. So, those are the things maybe that jump out at you.
The Fickell era continues for the Badgers as they work out at UW Platteville.
There's an idea of that. That's a period where we're trying to play faster, and if we just kind of allow, it's day one, we're gonna let them work through some of these things. And that's not, that's not what we're gonna do now. Not that we have been in the past, but really trying to make sure we understand, establish what that standard looks like. And if it's a period where we're gonna go fast, we got to make sure we're disciplined enough to understand what that means as an offense.
Training camp ended early for 3 Green Bay Packers. The team cut the players before Tuesday's practice started. Kicker James Turner, fullback Henry Pearson, and cornerback Zion Gilbert. The Packers are bringing long snapper Peter Bowden back. Cornerbacks L.J. Davis and Don Collis were also brought on board. Pearson was the only fullback on the roster. That means the team will use its tight ends in the backfield on some plays. Giannis Antetokounmpo has scored at least 30 points at both times, but his Greek national team is 0-2 in the 24 Paris Olympics and is facing elimination. Spain defeated Greece 84-77 early Tuesday. Giannis's team faces Australia coming up on Friday. The Redemption Tour ended a familiar spot for Simone Biles atop the Olympic podium. The American gymnastics star and her brilliance powered a dominant U.S. women's team as well. With Biles at her show-stopping best, the Americans' total of 171-296 was well clear of Italy and Brazil, and the exclamation point of a year-long run in which Biles has cemented her legacy as the greatest ever in her sport and among the best in the history of the Olympics. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.